Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Been talking a lot about the big Frisbee tournament. Comes back to Agassiz Field in Calumet this Saturday and Sunday. This is Dennis Wallachainen. What is it, the 57th this year?
57th IFT. I always can remember it because it's as old as me.
Oh, well, there you go. You were born in a charmed year.
Yeah, I really was.
And you're a young pup at that. So, things are shaping up pretty darn well this year. As we've been talking about this, looks like we could have quite a lot of teams.
Yeah, we're really pleased. I was actually doing a count yesterday with Kurt Lotnin, who runs a tournament down in Marquette in August. And we think we could have as high as 17 or 18 teams. And we're most excited. We have six teams with local talent on it. The Red Carpet Baggers, there's a team from Hancock called Get a Life. That's all rookies. And then my son is going to be their player coach. The Keweenaw Mountain Lodge is sponsoring a team again, a great sponsor from Copper Harbor. They're all rookies except for one player, I believe. Luigi's will be back again. They had third place last year, and
yeah,
we want them to challenge for the cup this year. Monte Carlo will have a team with some pretty talented add-ons. They have Bill Bogoski, former Cupola Bandit, Roger Oman from the Blame the Dog team, Brock the Rock from Marquette, an all-time great player. He'll be in the Hall of Fame someday. Skids, also from Cupola for many years. And then the Breakers have a real special guest coming. There's a player named Paul Liu. He's from the Taiwan People's Republic of China, and he's going to be here to throw a disc at the IFT for the first time. He's played on world champion Taiwanese teams over the years, and he's going to be on a real good team, too, with Ron, Dave Meyer, who played with Cupola for many years, Ben Trauger from Wisconsin, and a Ludke boy from Appleton, a younger player. So, again, we're mixing in the younger players, and it's fantastic.
Wait a minute. I'm hearing you say Cupola, Cupola, Cupola. if all the Cupola Bandits are coming back, why don't they play together?
They could have played together. The only one they're missing is John Hare Bogoski, the most famous of all of them, and Dave Young, the famous backhand, who is living out in Las Vegas now.
Yeah, it will be a little different without Cupola, was such a dominant team for so long.
For 30 years, yeah. It was just they were the New York Yankees of guts, and really good guys too. They were great competitors and just good people. So there will be some in attendance here. They're just playing on different teams and mixing it up.
I'm glad to see that some of them are coming back.
Yeah.
Now, for those who don't know, explain real briefly what guts frisbee is.
Sure, it's 14 meters apart, and that's roughly 15 yards. You throw it as hard as you can. You have to catch it one hand, and there are no points for catching. That's the whole idea. You can't throw it high, wide, or short, and you can bobble it around back and forth and catch it one hand, but you can only use one. You can't trap it with two hands. You can't trap it with your body, and it's just a great sport. We have also coming back the Appleton Assassins with Alex Tews. He had the world speed record for 2 weeks, just shy of 88 miles an hour, and then it was broken by a player over in Japan who was actually here a couple of years ago. And he's back. We're going to try to break that record again. And we also have kind of a new thing this year. Well, many new things, but we have the world's fastest catch competition, too. We have a guy named Tim Trauger who's going to come up and run this for us, fastest throw and catch. You can contribute money, a good portion of which is going to go towards our Hall of Fame. So it's a really nice idea to take a shot at it, see how fast you can throw or catch. And it's just a new added little bonus on top of some other fun stuff we got going on.
Yeah, because we've got a freestyle exhibition coming up, and a couple of guys who have been in the Hall of Fame but never got their trophy.
Yeah, in 1997, when we first got the Hall of Fame going again, it was a gap there of many years. We had a committee that looked at overall Frisbee talent, not just guts. So we had inducted actually two Library Bar players, John Hodges and Bob Hansen, and a third Library Bar player, Joe Youngman, got in for overall talent because Joe was famous for distance, maximum time aloft, throw, run, and catch. He was in the Guinness Book of World Records for a while. And then we put in the Velasquez brothers just because they were the most famous freestyle duo ever. Their routines are fantastic. If you put search for them on Facebook, you'll see how really good they are. And we just never got them their plaque. We never got together. This was back in the long before the email was just getting going in 97, so we had a hard time tracking them down, and we finally did this year. This is an off year. This is not a Hall of Fame year, but we're going to be in the hall Saturday night and have a nice pizza party and take care of the guys. And I just talked to Jens for the first time on the phone yesterday, and it felt like we were old buddies. He's just one of those really special people, and we're going to have a lot of fun with them. They're also going to play Guts. They're on a team called Disc Continued, so that should be interesting.
Yeah. Do they have a history with Guts? I can't imagine anybody who's thrown a Frisbee as much as they have who's never played it.
Right. They played before. They said it was more or less just show up and do what you want kind of thing, informal. But it was funny. On the phone yesterday, he says, do you mind if I ask you, could you get me some gloves? So we'll get you gloves. Don't
I think
you
we
worry.
Can find some for
we,
you.
We all wear them now. He said, yeah, I just don't want to smash up my hands for the freestyle demo. So
yeah.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah. So the Velasquez brothers are going to be doing a very impressive freestyle demonstration. And we have a very impressive doggy coming to visit us.
Davey Whippet is bringing his owner Rob McLeod, and they're going to attempt to break another Guinness World Record. This one's the longest throw and catch by a dog. It's over 400 feet, and
Davey holds that record.
Yeah, he's got that.
So he's going to try to break his own record.
And Rob's got a bunch of records too, including maximum time aloft on ice skates, which
wait a minute,
that's a Canadian. I know he has to play hockey, but it's just astounding. He's got some of the records of his own.
And, yeah, we can't try to break that record because the ice is gone.
Yeah,
at the Coliseum. So
yeah,
we're not going to freeze up the Coliseum just for him.
I'll talk to Paul Leto and the guys. Maybe they could just run the machines.
We try to
for
be
us.
Hospitable, but there is a limit on it.
Yeah, I don't think they do that for us, but. I've talked to him, too, and he just sounds like a really, really nice guy. He does a sort of an inspirational thing at local schools and that, and he's working his way down. He just went to the Minnesota State Championships and did really well there with his dog, so that should be another really exciting thing to see. And he's also playing on Discontinued, so they've got a really interesting team.
No kidding.
Yeah.
If nothing else, they'll be able to make some very acrobatic catches.
I'll tell you, it's really funny because, you know, we really are bringing all the Frisbee worlds together, if you will. All we're missing is ultimate and disc golf. And I can just hear some of the Guts players saying, you know, I always wanted to throw at a freestyler, or I always wanted to throw at a dog guy. So here's their chance. They can see what they got, and it should be a lot of fun.
Now, the competition begins Saturday morning about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock both days.
This is all at Agassiz Field in Calumet. Yeah, public is invited, encouraged to attend.
Yeah, there's no entry fee. We have donations for the raffles, which is absolutely monstrous this year. We have more donors than ever. This truly is a regional sport. It's from Copper Harbor to Houghton now. You can try to win a couple of gift certificates for a meal up at Fitzgerald's, which I really want to win. Harbor House. Habaneros has gift certificates. You name it. There's everybody's chipped in. Ambassador. So there's a lot of good prizes to try to win. So we're encouraging people to keep buying raffle tickets and trying to get some of these really cool prizes.
And I will be in the booth announcing who the winners are. So be listening for me, and I'll be playing lots of great music.
And you keep it going for us. We appreciate it. 2 days worth of talking nonstop up there. And we're going to try to do something different, too. We're going to see if we can't get you a color commentator up there for the finals. I've got a guy in mind. I haven't asked him yet, so I can't say who it is, but I've got the perfect I have the perfect person to sit next to you.
We could announce it, and then he'd be trapped.
Okay, it's Dan Thornton. He's going to be coming.
Congratulations, Dan.
Dan Thornton is from Hancock originally. He's going to be playing on a team called the Fighting Aardvarks from Detroit. So, yeah, he doesn't know it yet, but he's going to be your color guy, unless they make the finals.
Yeah, if they make the finals, then we'll find someone else.
Might be me, but I don't I'm busy enough, thanks. But
but you know the game. You played.
Yeah, we played over the winter, and again, it was great to see young players there too. And
there has been an effort that you guys have made to get our high school kids into this.
Yeah, we do demos every year, and it's funny. It's taken a while, but it's paying off. The Calumet team became acquainted through us, through actually Global Guts Day, too. It's an event we do Memorial Day weekend up there. And they came back just one practice. They all showed up and said, we want to play. And the Hancock guys all saw demos at Hancock High School. And so they want to play, too. So it'll be great. We hope to have somewhere over the weekend that Calumet versus Hancock and Guts Frisbee, I think, could be pretty intense.
That could be a fun. We have to set it up, even if they even if they get knocked out. We have to set up an exhibition or something like that.
And if Marquette brings their young guys, by gosh, we got to get them in there too.
So this is all a ton of fun. I have been really and have really enjoyed being involved with this over the last few years. The people who play on these teams are nice people. They know how to have a good time.
Yep.
That's part of the history of Guts Frisbee, is knowing how to have a good time.
Yep.
And again, if you want to stop in and see, I'm sure the best opportunity to see the local players, particularly some of the younger players, yep, will be Saturday
well,
in the earlier rounds.
Yeah, they'll still be in it. We're going to do a round robin, and then we break off into bracket play. And if it goes like it normally has, everybody should still be in Sunday morning, too. You'd have to get there pretty early to see them. But anytime Saturday, you can see the local teams.
Yep.
And then Sunday, you see the best of the best, because it boils down. And just to, again, reiterate, last year's final between Boomtown and Appleton was so incredibly
good. That was epic.
And we actually had – I do the MVP voting, so all the fans vote for the most valuable player, because most of them watching are knowledgeable fans and players. And we actually had to take two votes because it switched. In mid-match, I had to go back around again because it was changing who was going to win. Nobody knew, and it was just astounding. I haven't seen catching like that. I can't remember when.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It was a great final match, and both of those teams will be back this year. So that, and they would be considered the odds-on favorites, but you never know.
You never know. Luigi's, I keep talking about them. Yeah. They had third place last year. They have a really good team. They won the Wisconsin State Championships in June, and with basically the same team. They played as Blame the Dog, but they certainly have the talent to win.
Well, I will see you on Saturday.
Bright and early.
I will be there. And we'll be there all weekend long. Come on out. And if you're not familiar with Guts Frisbee, there'll be somebody who can explain it to you as you're watching. Just ask somebody. It's a friendly crowd. And thanks so very much to a couple of organizations, Coca-Cola, which sponsors this.
Definitely.
We appreciate Coca-Cola.
Hence the Coke hat. You know, they're our guys. The Scullies take good care of us, and you have to have support. And our sponsorship support is just off the charts, and that includes Calumet Township, the CLK schools. You can go right down the line. We have so many great sponsors. Help, like what we get from the Wolf here. It's just, it really takes a village. It takes a region to run this thing.
Yeah, and thanks again so much to the Calumet schools for letting us use the football field. It has really provided a great home for this tournament. Yeah. And every year I hear the teams that come in from outside the area comment about how nice it is to play on that wonderful field that Mike Hale does such a good job maintaining.
It is the best venue. You know, it's cushiony. You can dive without hurting yourself. And they really, really appreciate it. And the best news is we're going to have to make 9 fields this year because we have to account for possibly 18 teams. We'll be so overjoyed if that happens.
No kidding.
Been a long time. The 50th had 24 teams, and so this would be the most since then.
Thank you, Wally.
No problem. Anytime.
See you this weekend. Dennis Wallachanen here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.